Here's some Stoke FM news for Friday, April 7th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Chelsea lives with her fiancé and a dog and a cat in a unit in a row of 7 townhouses. They've lived there for 3 years, and they recently had an experience where they were threatened with eviction. Chelsea wanted to share the story, so here it is. And you wanted me to not use your last name? Can you just explain why, though?
Just because there's a lot of people... There's people in town who I'm sure will read it, including like our property managers and stuff. And I don't want to start beef with anybody, and I don't want to like ruin my chances of housing in the future or something because I'm making a big stink about this, you know. But it's due. It needs to be said. So.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us what happened, just starting at the beginning, and then going to the end.
Yeah. Okay, so I got an email from our property manager saying that our landlord was planning on doing renos, which would cause all of our units to be evicted. We were obviously very upset. And then a few days later, we got a letter saying that it was only 3 units that needed to leave. And our landlord was moving his family here. And he needed us to leave the units in 2 months. So originally we were told we'd have 4 months to leave, and then it went down to 2 months. And we were offered monetary compensation for leaving if we signed a notice of departure. And the first person to sign of the 3 units would get $6,000. Second would get $4,500. And the third would get $3,000. And if we didn't sign, we'd only get the 1 month's rent legally required by law. So... None of us signed. We all got together. We all banded together. None of us signed. And I think it scared him, like, because he knew that what he was doing was illegal. And eventually he came back a few days later and said that everything he had told us was a lie. And he wasn't, like, he told us he was a broke teacher. And then he came back and said it was a lie. He was a multimillionaire. And he lied, and he owned up to it, and he backed off, and now we don't have to leave, which is really good. But it was just so shocking that he lied and he admitted to being someone who's the problem in this town, you know. And I mean, it's better that he admitted it, but I'm still like shaking from the whole thing, you know. Like it's still. I can't believe that this all went down, and he admitted to lying and actually owning a bunch of properties across Canada. And yeah.
You just talk to us a little bit about how it felt when you thought that you had to leave. What was that like for you?
It was really hard. My fiance in particular, he took it very hard. We all took it very hard. But like for me personally, I work an evening job, and I was literally sitting on the couch all day. Like, I wasn't scrolling on my phone. I wasn't watching TV. I was just, like, sitting there, numb, thinking for days. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have a wedding coming up in Revelstoke. Like, are we going to have to cancel the wedding? Like, are we going to be priced out of town? Are we going to have to... Like, we didn't know what was going to happen. We still hadn't received the eviction notice. We're looking on Revy Rentals for new places, but nothing is pet-friendly. We've got 2 pets. And everything's way higher than it was when we got this place 4 years ago. And so, honestly, we were numb for days, like literally sitting, staring at my wall. I had so much stuff to do. I'm leaving to go tree planting in 2 months or for 2 months. And I didn't know, should I be packing my stuff before I go? Like, we didn't know what to do. So it was, in a word, we were numb.
And I reached out to you because you did make a post about your situation on Revy Rentals. And then you mentioned before that your landlord saw that and you think it scared him. But what else do you think he might have heard or might have had an idea about that might have scared him off a little bit?
I think our property manager he said that a lot of the properties he owns are in New Brunswick and the laws are different there. And I think our property manager probably advised him against it because... it's illegal. And she probably knew that. And so she ended up helping us out and being on our side, which was good, and putting this in front of him and saying, like, you know, you can't do this, and talked him out of it. He said to us that she talked him out of it in the end. So
What was he doing? What was illegal about it?
So it was illegal because to kick tenants out, you need, for renovations, you need a permit from the tenancy board. And we'd been checking in with the city and the tenancy board, and he didn't have any permits. So he said he was going to move his family here and do the renos himself. And you still need the permits to do that. And you still need the tenancy board to approve that. And so that right there was illegal. The other thing that was a red flag for us was the previous tenants. They had been offered the same thing, money to leave, because he was moving family here. And I reached out to the previous tenants, and they still have the texts and the emails, and they showed me. And he said, yeah, I'm moving my family here. He never did. He moved us in. And so, like, that just shows he doesn't act in good faith. And that is a thing on the Tenancy Act.
And so he moved you in and charged probably more rent, I think you mentioned. So that was kind of his plan.
Yeah. When he called us yesterday and said, like, we're not kicking you out. He said to my fiance, but I'm still going to ask you, can I raise the rent? And my fiance said, not a chance in hell. And he said, okay, well, legally, I just wanted to ask, but legally you are allowed to say no. And yeah, he asked to raise the rent anyway. And we just said, not a chance. Like, after everything you just put us through, no.
So he called you up, admitted he was a liar, and then asked if he could raise the rent.
Yes, exactly.
And before that, you thought he was a broke school teacher.
He told us that this was a inheritance purchase. He got a big inheritance and put it on here, and it ended up not being worth anything. He said he was a renter himself, and he was just a history teacher. And he told the previous tenants that he filled only one of the units without, not his family, because he needed it to help him pay off bills because the times were tight. But he ended up filling all three with no family, and he did leave them vacant for like a year. And he told my fiance on the phone, this money doesn't actually mean anything to me. Like, I'm not poor. I can survive without increasing the rent here. He said it. I couldn't believe it.
Any kind of word of warning or advice to give other renters to advocate for themselves, or red flags to look for now that you're such an expert?
I'd say definitely, like, obviously, check in with the tenancy board, read the Tenancy Act. We were really lucky that we had Nicole living in the same unit, and she knew so much about all of this and knew the right people to contact. So honestly, what worked for us was having people in the community who knew the rules and had been through this before, and we just reached out to everybody we could. And yeah, and that was the biggest help. Just know your rights. That's what you need to do. And, like, if you need to, hire a lawyer. We were in the process of doing that just before he backed down, but our lawyer was really excited because she kind of basically was like, yeah, you're in. Like, you're good. But just know your rights is the big one. Yeah.
That's Chelsea, who lives in Revelstoke. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.